Right, let's begin with rugby. Springbok coach Rassie Rasmus has reacted cautiously to the late red card shown to Eben Etzebeth in South Africa's 73-0 demolition of Wales. Referee Lucas Ramos upgraded his initial warning to a red after the TMO highlighted foul play in the final 2 minutes, moments after Etzebeth had scored the Bok's 11th and final try. Rasmus told the post-match press conference that, in his view, the referee made a fair call.
Yeah, well, I don't know what I can say now that won't be controversial. I mean, didn't look good. I think justified the red card. How it happened and why it happened and if there was, that's the right word, provoked, I'm not sure. But that's definitely not the way we would have liked to end the game,
And then in football, Orlando Pirates have surged past Mamelodi Sundowns to the top of the Betway Premiership after a 2-0 win over Durban City at Moses Mabhida Stadium. Now, it's the Buccaneers' 9th victory in 12 matches, and their form suggests we could see a new league champion for the first time in 9 years. Coach Abdesalam Mudau says his side can't afford to lose focus and must maintain their momentum in the new year.
It's a good thing to reach at the half of the season that position, but the most difficult is to stay in that position. And to stay on that position, we have to keep working, to stay humble, because there is a lot of very good side in this PSL. If you are not focused, if you stop working, if you think that you already win the title, can be very difficult. So I press my players to keep focused, to keep working.
And then Kaizer Chiefs right back Dylan Solomons rescued his side from defeat with a late equaliser against Zamalek in their CAF Confederation Cup clash at the Peter Mokaba Stadium. Now Solomons struck in the 4th minute of 9, added on, snatching a vital point for Amakhosi at the death. And then Manchester City kept up the pressure on Premier League leaders Arsenal with a 3-2 win over Leeds to move within 4 points of the pace setters. Tottenham Hotspur's boss, Thomas Frank, hopes their fans can see the players were giving everything after they were booed following another home defeat in losing 2-1 to Fulham.
There was more setback during games, you need to get through it and stick to the plan, stick to the bits. And sometimes it's just more tough. And sometimes you're in a spell where it's difficult, which it is right now. But there's only one way, is going forward.
And then Newcastle have their first away win in the league since April, after thrashing Everton 4-1. Shifting to Formula One to close off things, the world title could be decided at the Qatar Grand Prix today. Britain's Lando Norris will be crowned champion if he wins the race, but will have to come from second on the grid behind McLaren teammate Oscar Piastri with fellow rider